Buenas noches.
Good evening.
Dios los bendiga.
May God bless you.
¿Están contentos?
Are you happy?
Ha sido un buen tiempo.
This has been a good time.
Y creo que todavía habrá más.
And I think there's going to be more
hoy,
coming.
Y en los subsecuentes días de esta conferencia.
And in the next few days of this conference.
Como acaba de decir el pastor Billy Patterson.
As Brother Billy Patterson just said.
Soy pastor de la Iglesia Bautista Fundamental Bethesda en Monterrey.
I'm the pastor.
Un saludo de parte de nuestra iglesia.
I am the pastor of the Iglesia Bautista Fundamental Bethesda de Monterrey, and I send you greetings, bring you greetings from our church family.
Agradezco la oportunidad de poder estar aquí en esta conferencia anual de Monte Abarim Misión.
I'm very thankful for the opportunity to come and be here as a part of the annual Mount Abarim Conference.
Y agradezco también a la familia Patterson, al pastor Billy Patterson, por la invitación.
I'd like to thank Brother Billy Patterson for the invitation to come and be here this week.
Quiero honrar la memoria del Pastor Mike Patterson.
I'd like to honor the memory of Pastor Mike Patterson.
Él es un héroe de la fe, en tiempos contemporáneos.
He is a hero of the faith, a hero of the faith in contemporary times.
Y agradezco todo lo que hizo para nuestro país, México, en cuanto a la promoción del evangelio.
And I am so grateful for all that he did for our country of Mexico in promoting the gospel.
También, como lo acaba de decir el pastor Billy Patterson, yo acepté a Cristo bajo el ministerio de hermano Daniel Jones, Michelle Jones, en Monterrey, misioneros en aquel tiempo en México.
As Brother Billy said, I had the privilege of being saved under the ministry of Brother Danny and Sister Michelle Jones there in Monterrey.
Así es que desde mis primeras lecciones he aprendido misiones.
So from my very first lessons in the Christian life, my lessons have been missions, missions, missions.
Amén. Y en esta hora es mi privilegio compartir la palabra de Dios para ustedes.
And tonight it is my joy to share God's word with you.
Por favor, nos ponemos de pie en esta hora.
Let's all stand.
Dice la Escritura en el Antiguo Testamento, pero si el atalaya viere venir la espada y no tocase la trompeta, y el pueblo no se apercibiere, y viniendo la espada hiriere de él a alguno, este fue tomado por causa de su pecado, pero demandaré su sangre de mano del atalaya.
¿Y cuál es el versículo exacto?
Ezequiel 33, 6.
Ezequiel 33, 6. Says, but if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand.
Amén. Teniendo presente esto, por favor, abra su Biblia en Hechos capítulo 17.
With this in mind, would you please turn with me to Acts
17? Vamos a leer los versículos 1 al 6 de Hechos capítulo 17.
We will be reading Acts 17 verses 1 through 6.
Léalo, por favor, pastor.
The Bible says, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they had found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also.
¿Cuántos creemos, hermanos, que tenemos la Biblia correcta?
How many of you believe that you have the right Bible?
¿Cuántos creemos que tenemos la doctrina correcta?
How many of you believe that we have the right doctrine?
¿Cuántos creemos que hay un solo Dios y un solo mediador entre Dios y los hombres, Jesucristo hombre?
How many of you believe that there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Jesus Christ?
¿Cuántos creemos que Cristo viene pronto?
How many of us believe that Christ
Cristo
will return
pronto.
Soon?
Amén.
He will return soon.
Entonces cabe hacernos una pregunta.
And so we must ask ourselves a
question.
¿Por qué
no estamos trastornando al mundo con el evangelio?
Why are we not turning the world upside down?
Hermanos, en Australia,
un
misionero mexicano,
a Mexican
compartiendo con un joven estudiante
with a young man in his own language,
de Jesús, le dijo,
he was speaking to him about Jesus.
Que era el Salvador.
That he was
y este joven australiano
this Australian
le contesta
young man
a este misionero.
Answered him this
nunca
way.
Antes había oído hablar de Jesús.
He had never heard him,
hermanos,
anyone speak of Jesus
estamos
before.
Hablando de Australia, de Sydney.
We're speaking of Sydney,
estamos
Australia.
Estamos hablando de un joven
we're speaking of a young
que vivía en una ciudad, no en la selva.
Who lived in a city, not out in the jungle.
Y en estos tiempos, él no había
and
oído
times,
hablar
he had
de
never
Jesús.
Heard of Jesus Christ.
Hermanos, en estos años,
in these years,
el incremento de falsas doctrinas ha sido muy marcado en el mundo. Falsas religiones
false
han entrado a países,
escuche,
que tenían un arraigo religioso, por ejemplo, católico
and
o cristiano.
Who used to have a Christian influence
y les han cambiado
diminishing.
Hasta la forma de
they
vestir.
Have even changed the way they dress.
¿Qué nos está pasando a nosotros
what
los
is happening
cristianos?
To us?
Notemos que en el verso 6
let's look at verse number
nos
six,
dice,
where it
pero
says,
no hallándolos trajeron a Jasón y algunos hermanos ante las autoridades de la ciudad gritando, estos que trastornan el mundo entero también han venido acá.
And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also.
Hermanos, ¿por qué en estos tiempos no estamos trastornando al mundo con el evangelio?
Why is
en la
it
época
that in
de Pablo, de la iglesia neotestamentaria, no había autopistas,
in the time
no
of the New Testament,
aviones.
They did not have planes.
No
they did
había,
not have
hermanos, comunicaciones en cuanto a radio, televisión.
They did not have television and radio and
no
means of communication.
Internet,
there was no internet.
Electrónicos inteligentes.
There were no,
no
smartphones.
Todos los medios que hoy usted y yo tenemos.
None
y aún
of these
así,
mediums that you and I have.
Hombres estaban trastornando el mundo
teach
entero.
Us that they were turning the world upside down.
Tengo dos puntos en esta noche.
I have 2 points tonight.
Quiero ser claro.
I'd like to be clear.
Y de antemano les pido que nadie se vaya de este lugar. Hasta antes de terminar el
and I'd like to ask if at all possible
nadie
please
salga,
do not leave
y de antemano
this room
también,
until
disculpe
we finish.
Si lo voy a ofender, please, pero es palabra de Dios.
Don't be offended, but this is the word of God we're preaching from tonight.
En esta noche el tema se titula ¿por qué no estamos trastornando el mundo con el evangelio?
Tonight's message will be entitled why are we not turning the world upside
down?
Vamos
a orar. Padre, en esta hora te ruego que bendigas este tiempo, que me uses, que me des claridad, que
Lord,
me des entendimiento, que me des también, Señor, ese denuedo de parte de tu Espíritu Santo.
Spirit,
que este tema que me has dado para compartir también, Señor, sea recibido con claridad, con discernimiento, pero también bajo la obra y dirección de tu Espíritu Santo
under the
en cada corazón. Háblanos esta noche,
speak
Señor,
to us tonight, oh God,
y te damos a ti la honra y la
and
gloria
we give
en
you
Cristo
the honor
Jesús.
The glory in amen. Jesus' name.
Puede
amen.
Tomar su lugar.
You may be seated.
¿Por qué no estamos impactando al mundo
why are we
con
not impacting the world with the
primer
gospel?
Punto.
First point.
Porque estamos viviendo un cristianismo ligero.
Because we are
hoy en día el
cristianismo
está volteando hacia el mundo.
We're turning
está volteando
the world.
Hacia las cosas que lo distraen.
We're turning
cuando
towards
sabemos
things that
y entendemos que la Biblia nos dice
when the Bible
no améis al mundo ni las cosas que están
not
en
love
el mundo.
World, the that
el cristiano hoy
world.
Está muy involucrado
today's Christian is
en vivir
very
para la carne.
In living according to
el apóstol
the flesh.
Pablo les dice
and
a
the Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians,
no pude hablaros como espirituales,
I could not speak to you as spiritual, but as to carnal.
Hermano, nos está pasando lo que pasó en el Antiguo Testamento
we are living in
con
the
el
same
pueblo
type
de
of
Israel.
World as in the Old Testament.
Dios estaba sobre el pueblo de Israel
God
con señales
was over the
y prodigios,
of Israel,
dando testimonio a través de su relación con ese
his
pueblo
relationship
Israel
with his people,
a todos los pueblos de que él era el único Dios grande
him,
y poderoso.
That he was a very strong and omnipotent
día,
God.
Estaba cubierto esa nube todo el pueblo.
Back
de
then there was a cloud that covered the people all during the night,
y las naciones
during the day,
de alrededor podían ver
by night. And they could see
que ese pueblo tenía un Dios
that
todopoderoso,
people group
y tenían
had an
al
omnipotent God.
Que estaba bajo la protección de ese Dios.
Pastor, le voy a tener que pedir que vaya un poco más
yes,
despacio
sir.
Porque yo casi no puedo okay. con todos, perdón. Es que usted va a mil horas,
sorry.
Mil millas por minuto. I told him, preacher,
¿en dónde se quedó?
You're doing great.
Ezequiel
no tengo idea. Sí, creo que sí. I think I'm still stuck back in Ezekiel 33.
Israel estaba bajo el poder de Dios y era un testimonio a toda la nación.
Israel was under this cloud and this was a testimony to all of the other nations
en ese
tiempo, of a great God that was over them.
La encomienda era ven y ve al Dios de esta nación, el Dios poderoso.
The petition was come and see this great God who is on
Pero
our
Israel
side.
Israel no le importó eso y menospreció la gloria de Dios.
But Israel didn't care
Dejó
and they belittled God's power.
La protección de Dios, la provisión de Dios y se inclinó a dioses extraños.
They left to one side the provision
con
that God
las demás
would give.
Naciones.
They would leave to one side all that God was offering to them and they bowed themselves down to idols.
Se contaminó.
The people contaminated
levantando
themselves.
Ídolos.
By raising up idols.
Y en un tiempo le
and
dio la espalda al Dios verdadero.
They even turned their back on the
y
God of Israel.
Y cambió esa comunión
and that communion
por una religión.
Was changed into a religion.
Profeta tras profeta fue levantado para que Israel se arrepintiera.
Prophet after prophet rose up to tell Israel to repent.
Y no hicieron caso.
They would not listen.
Y el colmo.
And the worst of all.
Dios mandó a su hijo.
God sent his son. And they rejected God's son.
A lo suyo vino,
he came unto his own. And his
no
own received him not.
Entonces, Dios dejó de tratar con Israel.
And so God stopped dealing with Israel
Dios
in that
levantó
same way.
Otro pueblo espiritual.
And God rose up another spiritual people.
Un pueblo por el cual pagó un precio muy alto. La sangre de su propio hijo.
That were raised up through the blood of God's own son, Christ.
Y ahora,
and now,
ese pueblo tiene la encomienda.
That people group has
cada uno de
a responsibility.
Que somos
each one of us.
De la iglesia,
those of us who are
es
members
ese pueblo
of the church.
Espiritual,
this is that spiritual.
Tenemos la encomienda. Ve y diles.
That spiritual people, that our command is to go
la
and
gran
tell
comisión.
Them the great commission.
Pero hoy en día,
but today,
creo que falta compromiso en los cristianos.
I believe there's a lack of commitment in Christians.
Porque tristemente hemos visto que el cristianismo se está dejando de congregar.
We found Christians that no longer gather together.
Hay falta de compromiso en la lectura
there's
bíblica.
There's a lack of commitment to read the Bible.
Hay falta de compromiso en la oración profunda.
There's a lack of commitment to pray.
Hay falta de compromiso en testificar
there's
de
a lack
Cristo.
Of commitment to go soul winning.
Y eso me lleva a pensar y a ver que estamos viviendo un cristianismo ligero.
And that makes me feel like we're living a very mediocre Christianity.
¿Qué es lo que nos está atrayendo a esa apatía, a esa frialdad?
What is drawing us to that apathy?
Lo mismo que pasó con el pueblo de Israel.
The same that happened to the children of
Israel. Lo mismo
Israel.
Que fue alejando a Israel de
the
esa comunión y compromiso.
Took Israel away from God and made them lose their commitment with God.
Segundo de Crónicas, vamos
Second
a un
Chronicles.
Ejemplo. Segundo libro de Crónicas.
Let's go to Second Chronicles.
Capítulo 28.
Chapter 28.
Noten qué es lo que estaba pasando y vez tras vez.
Notice what happens here, time after time.
Podemos leer esto en la palabra.
And we can read this in the
Segundo
Word of God.
Segundo de Crónicas 28:1.
Second Chronicles 28:1. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, but he did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord like David his father.
Acaz no hizo lo recto delante de Dios.
Ahaz did not do that which was right before God's eyes.
Por lo tanto, Israel no hizo lo recto delante de Dios.
And for that reason, Israel did not
Israel,
do that which was right in God's eyes. Israel was just like many Christians.
Cuando el cristiano no hace lo recto delante de Dios,
when Christians don't do what's right in God's eyes,
entender
we must understand
que tenemos un enemigo
that we have
que está
an enemy
alrededor
who is all around
buscando
us.
A quien devorar,
he is seeking
como
whom
león
he may devour like a roaring lion.
Lo primero que va a hacer es distraernos
and he wants to distract
de nuestro
us.
Compromiso hacia Dios.
From our commitment with God.
El enemigo no quiere ver cristianos consagrados.
This enemy doesn't want to see consecrated Christians.
Ese fue el primer paso.
This was the
Pero
first step away.
Pero mire lo que sucede enseguida.
But notice what happens.
Versículo 5, segundo de Crónicas 28.
In 2 Chronicles 28:5, we see the next step. Wherefore the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria, and they smote him and carried away a great multitude of them captives and brought them to Damascus, and he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who smote him with a great slaughter.
Dice la escritura que Jehová mismo entregó a este rey en manos de un rey extraño.
This scripture teaches us that the Lord God himself took the king of Israel and delivered him into the hand of a pagan king.
Cuando no hacemos lo recto delante del Señor,
when we don't do what's right before
God's
eyes, lugar
que debe ocupar Cristo Jesús en nuestro corazón,
and that place that God should have in our heart,
un rey extraño.
God is going to send us into the hand of a foreign king.
Jesús es nuestro Salvador.
Jesus is our
Pero
Savior.
Pero él también quiere ser el Señor de nuestra
but
vida
he also
y
wants
debe
to be
ser
the
el
Lord
Señor
of our
life. Pregunto, ¿quién es el rey en tu vida?
May I ask you, who's the king of your heart?
¿Es algo material, lo intelectual?
Is something material or intellectual?
Las modas,
maybe that
lo
which
social,
is, you know, socially
nuevas filosofías,
acceptable, new philosophies.
Cuidado.
Be careful.
Porque cuando no hacemos lo recto delante
because
de Dios,
when we don't do what is right
es el lugar
in God's
de preeminencia,
eyes, that same
lo va a
place
ocupar
is
un rey
that
extraño.
Should be for God in our heart will be occupied by a false
y ahí
God.
Continúa la decadencia.
And we see this decadence as it continues
28,
to go worse.
23.
Look at 2 Chronicles 28, verse number 23.
Solo la primera parte.
Just the first part. For he sacrificed unto the gods of Damascus which smote him.
Noten ustedes.
Notice.
Ofreció sacrificio.
He
a dioses de Damasco.
Offered sacrifices to
no
the gods of Damascus.
Vida,
when God is the center of our life,
otro va a ser el que va a gobernar.
And we take him away, another comes in to take
God's place. Después de eso,
immediately after this,
levantaremos ídolos
we
en
will
vida.
Set up idols in our own heart.
Hoy en día no estamos impactando al mundo con el evangelio.
Today we're not impacting the world
porque
with the gospel.
Es una realidad que el
because
cristianismo
it's a reality
tiene
that many
ídolos.
Christians have idols.
Y los ídolos distraen.
And these idols distract
y hay muchas cosas.
And there's so many things
en este tiempo que pueden distraernos y convertirse en un ídolo.
And convert itself in an
un ídolo
idol in our heart.
Es todo lo que nos estorba entre Dios y nosotros.
An idol is anything that gets in the way of ourselves and God.
Y esto pueden ser incluso cosas buenas.
It can be even something good.
Como el trabajo.
Like work.
El estudio.
Study.
Algún deporte.
A sport.
Alguna distracción.
Some kind of
pero hermano, nosotros necesitamos volver a que Cristo sea el centro de nuestra vida.
We must return to let Christ be the center of our life.
Por eso hoy en día,
for that reason,
podemos ver un cristianismo en donde la iglesia
a Christianity
ya no,
in which the church is no longer
la Biblia,
important.
Ya la sé.
Where the Bible, we already know
en
it.
Donde la oración,
where prayer,
quizá por los alimentos,
maybe for a meal.
Y hay un enfriamiento en
and
el corazón
this
del cristianismo.
Coldness in the hearts of Christians.
Hay otro interés.
There,
y hay, ya no
interest.
Hay una pasión por las
there's
almas.
No passion for souls.
Parece que las llamas del infierno
it would seem as
estuvieran
if the very
menguando.
Fire of hell
pero en este
consumed
momento,
us.
Hay almas que están yendo
but there are
al infierno
souls who are going into hell
porque
right
nunca
now
han escuchado
because they've
de
never
parte
heard
de los cristianos on, que Cristo
from
es el
a Christian
Salvador.
That Christ can be their Savior.
Vamos a un pasaje paralelo a esta historia.
Let's go to another parallel passage.
Segundo de Reyes 16.
In 2 Kings chapter 16.
Segundo de Reyes 16.
2 Kings chapter 16.
Cuando no estamos comprometidos con el Señor.
When we're not committed to the Lord.
Un rey extraño comienza a gobernar nuestra vida.
A false king can come in and take over
ídolos,
our heart. Idols are raised.
Y mire lo que continúa.
And notice what happens.
Segundo de Reyes 16, verso 10.
2 Kings 16:10, and King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and he saw an altar that was at Damascus, and King Ahaz sent to Uriah the priest the fashion of the altar and the pattern of it according to all the workmanship thereof.
Dice la escritura que Acaz.
The Bible teaches us that Ahaz
fue a Siria.
Goes to Syria.
Y vio el altar que estaba ahí en Damasco.
And he sees this altar that's in Damascus.
Y él dijo,
and
yo
he
quiero
says,
uno de esos.
I want one of
yo
those.
Debo tener uno de esos.
I need one of those.
¿Cómo le hago para conseguir
how
uno
can
de
I get
esos?
One of those?
Y bueno, llama a Usías.
He calls Urijah on the phone.
El sacerdote.
And he calls
y le dice,
the high priest.
Edifícame un altar así,
he
cueste
says,
lo
build
que cueste.
Me one of those altars that are just like this one.
Note lo que dice el verso 11.
And notice what verse number 11 says. And Uriah the priest built an altar according to all that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus. So Urijah the priest made it against Ahaz came from Damascus.
Se estaba levantando un altar extraño, hermanos queridos.
They were here raising up
Israel
a foreign altar.
Ya tenía un altar de adoración.
Israel had an altar to worship
conforme
God.
A la voluntad de Dios.
An altar according to the
conforme
will of God.
Al propósito de Dios.
According to God's purposes.
Necesitamos entender, hermanos,
we need to understand
que un altar nos habla de
that
sacrificio.
An altar speaks to us of sacrifice.
Un altar nos habla de ofrenda.
An altar speaks to us of an offering.
De eso nos da idea un altar.
An altar
de adoración,
is to worship,
de comunión,
to commune with
y al
God.
Edificar un altar extraño.
And to build this foreign altar.
El altar original queda obsoleto.
The old altar becomes obsolete.
El cristianismo ligero.
Christianity,
ha desechado
like Christianity,
el altar original de Dios
has gotten
en su vida.
Rid of that old altar that God had set up.
Por eso hay falta de compromiso.
That's why there's coldness and
porque
a lack of commitment. Because today,
no hay un altar familiar.
There's no family altar.
Las vidas de las familias
and many families.
Por venir a la iglesia,
they come to church.
No somos una familia cristiana.
We're not
el hecho
even
a
Christian family just by coming
iglesia,
to church.
No nos hace una familia
that
cristiana.
Does not make us a Christian family.
No hay altar familiar.
We need to have a,
no hay
altar,
altar personal.
In our home.
¿Cuántos capítulos leíste esta semana?
We need to be asking how many chapters you read in the Bible.
¿Cuánto tiempo pasaste de rodillas delante del Señor?
In prayer this week?
Se han levantado altares extraños.
But false altars have been raised
y en esos altares si hay devoción,
altars,
si hay comunión,
in those altars, there
si
is
hay
a
compromiso,
there is a commitment.
Si se sacrifican ofrendas.
And yes, they do sacrifice with offerings for those false gods.
Porque
why?
Son más atractivos.
Because they're very attractive.
Porque otras personas los
because
quieren.
Other people also applaud them
porque
for doing
yo
that.
Quiero uno.
And they say, I want one
pero
of those.
Quizá. Esas otras
perhaps
personas no
those
son
other
hijos
people
de Dios.
Aren't children of God.
No han sido lavados
they
por la sangre de Cristo como tú y como yo.
Like you and I have.
Tú y yo tenemos un altar de adoración delante del Dios verdadero.
Should be praying to the God of heaven.
Hermanos,
my brethren,
yo quiero tener fruto en África.
I'd love to have fruit
yo
in
quiero
Africa.
Tener fruto en Sudamérica.
I'd like to have spiritual fruit
yo
in South America.
Yo quiero tener fruto en muchos países del mundo.
In countries around the world.
Pero muchas veces.
But many times.
Hay cristianos.
There are Christians.
Que dedican más ofrenda.
Who dedicate more money to those false
que a la
altars
obra misionera.
Than they even do to the work of missions.
Invierten en altares extraños.
They invest in
adorando
those foreign
y sirviendo y sacrificando en altares extraños.
The congratulations of others from the outside.
Hermanos, es inaudito que en este tiempo en donde las comunicaciones han llegado a un grado máximo.
It's amazing that in these days in which we have come to be able to communicate so easily around the world.
Todavía haya muchas lenguas en el mundo que ni siquiera tienen un texto de la palabra de Dios traducido en su idioma.
It is absolutely difficult to understand how that there are languages
tremendo,
that
hermano.
Till today do not have a single verse of scripture that has been translated into that
ese
language.
Ese es un compromiso de nosotros los cristianos.
That should be a commitment that we have as Christians.
Una verdad.
May I tell you a
Dios
truth?
No traduce Biblia.
God doesn't translate
es compromiso
Bibles.
Nuestro hacer llegar
that is
el evangelio.
Our responsibility.
Pero es tremendo.
But it is
en este tiempo en donde las
this
comunicaciones
in which we can
han llegado a ese grado,
to such a level
todavía haya personas
that there would still be
que no han oído hablar de
that
Cristo.
Have never heard the name of Christ.
Cada pastor,
every pastor,
cada iglesia,
every church,
que apoya por medio de una conferencia
misionera, through a missionary conference, missionaries,
que apoya la obra con una visión mundial,
who has a vision for reaching
a través
the lost,
de una promesa de fe anual,
maybe having even an annual faith promise missions giving,
debería levantar
they should
una promesa a la Biblia,
raise a faith promise to send Bibles around
para
the world,
apoyar la traducción
that translation
y la impresión
could be made into all the languages of the world.
En otros idiomas. Tristemente,
sadly,
doctrinas falsas,
false doctrines,
nos están ganando el mandato.
They're beating us out.
Hermano, note.
Notice, please.
Segundo de Reyes 16:8.
2 Kings 16:8.
Continúa el ascenso hacia abajo, el descenso
hacia
abajo.
We see this descend. Notice it says, and Ahaz took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house and sent it for a present to the king of Assyria.
Dice la escritura que Acaz dio la plata y el oro que halló en la casa de Jehová.
Can you imagine this king taking the gold and the silver that was in the house of God and sending it to a pagan king?
Lo más valioso.
The
los
very most valuable treasures that belong to God.
Los entregó a un rey extraño.
He gave them to a foreign king.
Hermanos, en este día.
Today.
Hay mucho talento.
There is so
hay
much
mucha
talent.
Capacidad.
There is so much ability.
Hay muchas formas en las que cristianos,
there
jóvenes,
are so many
señoritas,
ways that young people
hombres,
today,
mujeres,
ladies
se
and
pueden
gentlemen,
incorporar
could begin to
a la visión mundial del
get
evangelio.
Into this vision
con
of reaching
talentos,
the world with those talents,
dones,
with those abilities,
dinero,
with money and time
dedicados
dedicated
a la obra de Dios.
To the work of God.
Pero tristemente,
but sadly,
se están dedicando en un altar extraño.
They're dedicating these to a foreign idolatry
Mucho me temo que hoy estamos viviendo en medio de un cristianismo ligero.
We're living in the midst of a very light form of Christianity
que Israel vivió.
Following in the footsteps of Israel.
Jesús no es el Señor de todas las áreas en nuestra vida.
Of all the areas in our
hemos
life.
Levantado ídolos.
We have risen, we
sacrificamos,
have idols,
pero en altares extraños.
And we sacrifice in those
y estamos
foreign
entregando al mundo
altars, and we're giving
esos
tesoros these, the best of our treasure to the world
para el Señor.
That should be to the Lord.
Hay sectas
there are sects
en las que jóvenes se van de misioneros
people who go off
a otros países
to other countries,
pagando sus propios,
paying their own
sus propios
way
recursos,
to go there with their own
a
resources to go
a un profeta falso
teach and preach
y a un
a
libro
false
falso.
Prophet and a false idol.
Hay religiones
there are religions
que entrenan a sus niños
that train their children
a que incluso den la vida
that they would be willing to give their life
for
their belief.
Hoy en día
and today,
están muriendo esos hombres que entregaron su vida.
There are men who are giving
que se
their own lives that have dedicated
a predicar
themselves
la palabra,
to preach the word.
Que dejaron su país
they have
por
left
amor
their lands
a las almas,
for the love that
por
they
amor
have for
al
souls,
evangelio.
For the love of the gospel.
Esa generación se
that
está acabando.
Generation is finishing
y no
up.
Veo una nueva generación
I don't see a new generation coming
jóvenes,
behind them.
En señoritas,
young people and young ladies
que reciban el compromiso
that are willing to take on this commitment to go and preach the gospel with faithfulness to all of the world.
Rindiéndose a Cristo.
Submitting themselves
rindiéndose
to Christ.
Al campo misionero.
And going out into the mission field.
Sí, hay muchos avances tecnológicos.
Yes, there are many technological advances.
Pero escasea lo principal.
But one of the greatest needs is rising.
La mano de obra.
And that is laborers.
Pocos.
The laborers are few.
Una generación que trastorna el mundo con el evangelio. Es lo que necesitamos
group of people
en
who
este
will
día.
Turn the world upside down is what we need today.
Cristianismo ligero.
But we have a light form of Christianity.
Segundo punto.
Second point.
¿Por qué no estamos impactando al mundo
Porque,
con el evangelio?
Why are we not impacting the world with the gospel?
Porque creo que estamos menospreciando.
Because I believe we have not taken the Great Commission
pareciera
as we should.
Que el cristiano
it would seem as if the Christian
no cree que existe un
does
infierno.
Not believe that
no
hell
cree que
exists.
El infierno es real.
Does not believe that hell is real.
Parece que el cristiano
it is as if Christians
no le toma importancia
don't consider
a que Cristo viene
that
pronto
Christ will
y nos
come
pedirá
soon.
Cuentas.
They don't believe that's important and that he will ask us to give an account.
Mateo 28, 19 y 20.
Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20. The Bible says, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Amen.
Hermanos, esta no es una opción.
This is not an option.
No es una opción.
This is not an option.
Orden,
this is an order.
Entonces, usted y yo debemos ser obedientes.
So you and I must be obedient.
¿Sabe por qué?
Why?
Porque Dios no es como nosotros muchas veces con nuestros hijos.
Because God's not like us.
Muchas veces nosotros damos una orden a nuestros hijos.
We give our children an order.
Ellos no la obedecen.
They don't obey it.
Y nosotros lo dejamos así.
And we let it go.
Con Dios no es así.
God's not like that.
Dios da una orden y va
God
a pedir
gives
cuentas.
An order, and you'll have to
Él
give an account to him.
Cuentas.
He's going to ask you to give an account.
Nosotros debemos, hermano, cumplir con la
we
gran
must
comisión.
Fulfill the great commission.
Es triste.
And it's sad.
Que empresas que vendan refrescos.
That there are companies that sell soft drinks who have put their brand
mundial.
On the shelves of stores in Nigeria,
marca.
And they would know that brand.
Muchas partes en donde todavía
and places
el nombre de Jesús
where the word of the gospel has not yet been preached.
Y eso es para vergüenza
and that
nuestra.
Should be to our shame.
Está conmigo.
Are you with me?
Hermanos, la gran
brethren,
comisión.
The Great Commission
es una opción,
is not an option, it's an
Dios
order.
No nos va a mandar a hacer algo,
God will not call us to
en
do
primer
something.
Lugar, que no va a pedirnos cuentas.
That he will not ask us to give an account to him for those
Dios
things.
No nos va a mandar a hacer algo,
God does not send us to do
lugar,
something, secondly.
Que él sabe de antemano que no se puede
that
hacer.
He knows beforehand that we cannot do.
Si Dios nos ha dado la
if
gran
God has given us the Great Commission.
Él sabe.
Is because he knows that it can be done.
Y él tiene un plan efectivo.
And he has an effective plan in mind.
Este plan empieza, Juan
and this
4,
plan
35.
In John chapter 4 and verse number 35. John 4 and verse number 35. The Bible says, say not ye, there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Amen.
Amen.
En primer lugar,
first of
Dios
all,
nos hace responsables.
God makes us
a cada
responsible to every
hombre
Christian,
y mujer,
every woman, every man,
niño, joven o adulto,
child, young person,
a llevar
adult,
el evangelio
to take
a
the
toda
gospel
criatura.
To every creature.
Luego él nos dice a dónde tenemos
and
que llevar
el evangelio.
And then
he tells us where we should take the gospel.
Dice, alzad vuestros ojos.
He said, lift up your eyes.
Y mirad los campos.
And look upon the fields.
Él no dice el campo.
He doesn't say
dice
the field. He said the fields.
Tenemos que tomar atención a
we
cuáles
need to pay
son
attention.
Esos campos.
What are those fields?
Él nos da la respuesta
and
en
he
Hechos
gives
1,
us
8.
The answer in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Estos son los campos.
These are the fields, Jerusalem.
Cada cristiano debe estar ganando
every Christian should be reaching
local.
Souls right here in our Jerusalem.
No hay excusa, hermano.
There's no excuse.
En nuestra iglesia.
In our church.
Asistía una mujer de edad avanzada
we
que
had an
no sabía leer.
Older lady who couldn't even read.
Pero sabe qué hacía ella.
But you know what she'd do?
Ella tomaba un folleto.
She'd take a tract.
Se iba a un centro comercial.
She'd go to a commercial
a alguien,
area where there's a lot of people.
Le decía, disculpe, joven.
And she'd say, excuse me.
¿Me puede decir qué dice aquí?
Could you please read this for me? I can't read.
Bueno, aquí dice que todos somos pecadores.
And it says, well, it says all are sinners.
Más?
And what else does it say?
Dice que el único que puede salvarnos es Cristo Jesús.
It says, well, the only person who can
más?
Save us is Jesus Christ. Well, what else does it say?
Dice que hay un infierno.
It says there's a hell.
Al cual iremos.
To which we will go.
A causa de nuestro pecado.
Because of our sin.
¿Y qué más?
And what else does it say?
Que necesitamos
it
aceptar
says
a Cristo como
Jesus
nuestro salvador para obtener
Savior
la salvación
so
de nuestra alma.
So that we can be saved.
¿Y qué piensa de eso?
And what do you think about that?
Hermano, no hay excusa.
There's no excuse.
No hay excusa. El problema está en el corazón.
The problem's in our heart.
Nos estamos distrayendo en
we're
otras
getting
cosas.
Distracted by other things.
Hermano, tenemos que ir a los campos.
Well,
Jerusalén
we need to go to the
es
fields.
Mi responsabilidad.
Jerusalem is my responsibility.
El área cercana.
This area around
mis vecinos.
My
mis
neighbors.
Compañeros en el trabajo.
My coworkers.
En la escuela.
My school.
Mi familia.
My family.
Dice, no solamente Jerusalén.
Not only Jerusalem.
También nos habla precisamente de Judea.
Of Judea.
Es el entorno
this
más lejano.
This is
nuestra
that bigger area around
por eso,
me.
Cada iglesia
every church
debe tener un plan de ganar almas estructurado.
Needs to have a structured
donde abarque toda la ciudad.
System of winning souls throughout their entire
sí,
city.
Nos dice Jerusalén.
It says Jerusalem.
Dice Samaria.
It says Judea.
Pero también
it says Samaria.
Nos dice, perdón, Judea.
It says Judea.
Después nos dice Samaria.
And then it says Samaria.
Samaria es el entorno más lejano.
Samaria is just a little bit further
out. Los estados
out,
de mi país.
The states of my country.
Pero no solamente eso.
But not just that.
Recuerde que los samaritanos.
Note, remember that the Samaritans
eran aquellos menospreciados.
Were those that were despised by the society.
Usted y yo también tenemos compromiso con drogadictos.
And you and I have a commitment to reach drug addicts.
Usted y yo también tenemos compromiso con pandilleros.
And to reach those that are engaged.
Usted y yo también tenemos compromisos
con aquellos que quizás son menospreciados por la sociedad. And we have
a commitment to
reach those that perhaps are despised by society.
Ellos también necesitan aquí.
They too need the gospel.
Ningún plan de ningún gobierno,
and no plan of any government has ever solved any of those problems. Even those new philosophies, the only one who can change people is Jesus Christ.
Y de él, usted y yo somos responsables,
and you and I have a responsibility that they should hear.
Jerusalén,
Jerusalem,
Judea,
Judea,
Samaria,
Samaria,
y hasta lo último,
and the uttermost part of the world.
Él nos hace responsables.
He has made us responsible to make disciples in Australia,
en Argentina,
in Argentina,
en Panamá,
in Panama,
en Bolivia,
in Bolivia,
en España,
in Spain,
hasta lo último de la tierra.
To the uttermost part
esos son
of the
los
world.
Campos.
Those
¿sabe
are the
qué
fields.
Es lo interesante?
You know something interesting?
Jesús les dice,
Jesus.
Ya están listos para la siega.
He says to them, they're ready
eso
unto
quiere
the
decir
harvest.
Que todos esos campos son
that
al mismo
means
tiempo.
That all of those fields,
no podemos pretender terminar en Jerusalén y después ir a Judea.
That first we'll reach all of Jerusalem and then all of Judea
tiempo.
And then all of Samaria. We have to go everywhere.
Y ahí es donde como cristianos,
and that's where we as Christians,
no lo decimos,
we may not
pero
be
pensamos, no, esto no
perhaps
se puede.
Saying it, but maybe we think it, this can't be done.
Pero recuerda que Dios,
but please remember, that God makes us responsible to present the gospel
criatura,
to every creature,
todos los campos,
all of these fields
tiempo.
At the same
y el plan de Dios
time.
Sí
and God's plan does work.
Le hace, él levanta obreros
he raises up laborers from our churches.
Hechos 13, 1 en
adelante. In Acts 3:13.
Y entonces en la iglesia,
in Acts 1:8.
En Antioquía,
in Antioch.
Profetas, maestros,
prophets
Bernabé,
and teachers there in Acts 13.
Simón, el que se llamaba Níger.
Lucio
de
Cyrene, called Niger,
Manaen,
Lucius of Cyrene,
el que se había creado con Herodes
and Manaen, who had grown up with Herod,
ministrando estos al Señor,
and ministering
y
these to the Lord,
dijo el Espíritu Santo,
the Holy Ghost came and said, separate me, Barnabas
Saulo,
and Saul,
y orando les impusieron las manos,
and they fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them and they sent them
Dios
away.
Es el primero que sabe.
God is the first one who knows.
No podemos estar ganando almas
you
consistentemente.
And I need to be consistently winning souls in all of these
tiempo.
In all of these areas at the
pero
same time.
Tiene un plan efectivo,
but he
que
has
funciona.
A very effective
levanta
plan.
Personas.
He raises up certain people with a special burden in their heart that they would go to those
no
places
ir.
Where you and I may not be able
por
to
eso,
go.
Levanta misioneros para
so
que
he
vayan
raises
a
up missionaries
Africa,
and sends them to Africa,
Asia,
to Asia,
a México.
To Mexico,
a Hawaii,
to Hawaii,
a Cancun,
to Cancun.
Amen.
También
amen. Hay pecadores ahí.
Yeah, there's some amen. Sinners in Cancun.
A drogadictos.
There's drug addicts.
A pandilleros.
Gang members.
A borrachos.
Drunks.
Y la iglesia es la que tiene que enviar.
And the church is the one who has to send them
porque
out.
Todo aquel que invocar el nombre del Señor,
for everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
¿Cómo pues invocarán aquel en el
how
cual
then
no han
shall
creído?
They call upon
¿cómo
him
creerán
whom they have not heard? How shall they believe in him
de quien no han
of
oído?
Whom they have not heard?
¿Cómo oirán
and how shall they hear
sin haber quien les
without predica? A preacher?
¿Cómo predicarán
and how shall they
si
preach
no fueren enviados?
Except they be sent?
La iglesia es la que envía.
The church is the one that sends.
Ningún centro comercial envía.
There is no
ninguna
shopping center
envía.
That's going to send people
ninguna
out.
Otra institución
no
envía.
Other institution can send out missionaries. That is the responsibility of the church.
A cada cristiano.
We are responsible.
De llevar el evangelio
every
hasta
Christian
lo último
is responsible
de la tierra.
To take the gospel
al
to the ends
tiempo.
Of the world. All at the same time.
Esto se hace a través de la ofrenda promesa.
This is not
de
done just... Esto se hace o no se hace.
Sí, se hace.
This is done through our faith promise missions offerings.
Por medio de la ofrenda promesa de fe, cada uno de nosotros,
every one of us,
podemos participar.
Can participate.
Porque dice la Biblia que
because
cada
the Bible
primer
says
día de la semana,
that every first day of the week,
quiere decir que debe ser con constancia.
That means it should be consistent.
Dice la Biblia, cada uno,
every one.
Eso quiere decir que todos y cada uno podemos y debemos participar porque tenemos esa responsabilidad.
Because we've got this responsibility to put something aside.
Promesa de fe.
Our faith promise.
No diezmo.
Not just our tithe.
El diezmo es para la obra local.
The tithe is for the local church.
Traen los diezmos al alfolí.
Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. May there be food in my house.
Para las necesidades de la iglesia.
For the needs of the church.
Dios es sabio.
God is very wise.
Él nos dice,
and he says,
que es a través de la promesa de fe. ¿Por qué?
That
aquí está
faith
la
promise
razón.
Is the means by
Segunda
which we can
Corintios,
support missions.
Capítulo 8,
First, 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
Versículo 12.
And verse number 2.
Dice la palabra así, segunda los Corintios capítulo 8,
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse number 2, how that in a great trial of affliction the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality.
Dice aquí que tiene que ser la voluntad dispuesta.
There needs to be
y será
a willingness.
Acepta según lo que uno tiene.
It will be accepted
no
not according
no
to what one does not have, but according to what we have.
Lo tengo que entregar porque ese no es mío.
The tithe I have to give
Dios,
to God because it's not mine. But of that other
90%, me pide que participe.
God asked me
para
to participate.
Así, por medio de lo que me pertenece,
and from that which
Dios
is mine,
dejado, yo pueda
that God has given to me, that I would help missionaries
a
to reach,
iglesias,
to start churches, and to stay there
de esa
preaching
somos
the gospel. And in that way, we are partners.
Si yo tomo la cartera del hermano Bill,
I take his wallet.
Hoy compro un carro.
And I go and
digo,
I buy
este
a car.
Carro es mío.
And I say, that car
realmente
is mine.
No es mío porque
it's
ese
not
dinero
mine
no es mío.
Because that money wasn't mine.
Yo no puedo apoyar
I can't
y esperar tener fruto
expect to have
en el campo misionero
fruit in the mission field
si uso el diezmo.
If I use the tithe. That
ahí
belongs
yo no tengo
to God.
Fruto.
That's not my
pero del
90%
fruit. Sí
but of
tengo
that
90%
fruit. That I have, I can have fruit.
Por eso necesitamos entender nuestro
that's why
compromiso.
We need to understand
el apóstol Pablo dice, no busco dádivas.
The Apostle Paul
busco
said, I seek not a gift, I seek fruit that
para
would abound
cuenta.
To your account.
Un misionero no viene buscando
a missionary
dádivas.
Doesn't come seeking
misionero
rewards.
Debe venir y
a
debes verlo
should
una oportunidad
to
de
give
tener
you the
fruto
opportunity to have
donde
fruit
no podemos ir
where
a
otherwise you could never have fruit.
Estamos tener un avivamiento
we
en
need to have a revival in our hearts
y atender con responsabilidad
and our responsibility in the Great Commission.
Yo quiero hacer un ejemplo y con esto termino.
I'd like to finish with
pero
this
necesito
example.
Alguien que parezca un cristiano.
But I need somebody that looks like a Christian.
No. Ah, okay, yeah. Pastor Tyler.
Oh, Pastor Tyler Gill.
Okay, necesito otra cosa.
I need one more thing.
Mientras pasa este que parece un cristiano.
Meanwhile, this gentleman comes up who does look like a Christian.
Yo necesito.
I need
10 billetes de 20 dólares.
10 $20 bills.
Tenga fe, se los voy a devolver.
I will give them back to
de 20
you.
In 10, solamente 10.
Just 10 $20 bills. If I could get 10 $20 bills.
Aquí tenemos dos billetes de 20 dólares. Faltan 8, please. Corra al hermano Javier. No, no es cierto, no le corra, estamos en la iglesia.
Wow.
Traes? Wow. Wow. Aquí están. Ya no se preocupen.
I already got them. Rest of y'all don't worry.
Además vamos a desfalcar a uno.
We just
uno,
we
dos,
got them from
3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10.
Yes. Y'all okay. Can count to 10 now.
¿Cuánto es aquí?
How much is here?
Dólares.
$200.
Okay. Ahora, ese es el sueldo que recibe, un ejemplo.
Now this is the salary that a faithful Christian receives.
¿Qué es lo primero que tiene que hacer un cristiano fiel?
What's the first thing a faithful Christian needs to do?
Give the tithe.
Tiene que separar.
He's got to separate
10%.
And give a tithe.
Ese dinero no es suyo.
That's not yours.
Es de Dios.
That's God's.
Este dinero se entrega.
We're going to give that
para Dios.
Tithe.
Y Dios me dice que soy responsable.
And God says I'm responsible.
De ganar almas en
go
lugares
winning,
en donde yo no puedo ir
places I
constantemente
can't go.
A ganar almas.
Especially to see souls saved.
Dios levanta obreros.
God raises up laborers.
Y este fiel cristiano,
and this faithful Christian,
tiene gastos.
He's got all kinds
claro
of expenses.
Que tiene gastos.
Of course he's got expenses.
Tiene que comprar cosas para la familia.
He's got to buy things for his family.
Tiene que comprar libros
he's
para
got
la escuela.
To buy some books
sí.
For school.
Tiene que comprar sus zapatos.
He's got to buy some shoes.
Tiene que pagar la luz.
And he's got to pay the light
ajá.
Bill.
Déjame ver otra víctima. Tiene que llevar
find
la despensa.
Another victim. He's got to go buy groceries
sí.
From the store.
¿Qué más? ¿Qué más? ¿Qué más? ¿Qué más?
What else?
Okay.
What else?
Tiene que comprar ropa. Excuse me, sir.
He's got to buy some clothes.
Muchos gastos.
There's so many expenses.
Él, del 90%,
but of that 90%,
es un cristiano fiel.
He's a faithful Christian.
A la obra misionera.
He's going to give to the mission.
Y mientras Dios levante obreros.
And as God raises up workers.
Yo levanto obreros.
God raises up a worker.
Yo levanto obreros que vayan a Brasil.
He raises up a worker that goes to Brazil.
Que vayan a los
He raises up a worker that's going to go
Yo
to the
levanto
Jews.
Obreros que vayan
He's
a España.
Raise up a worker that's going to go to
Dios
Spain.
Está llamando a gente.
And God's
Dios
calling
está llamando
people.
A gente.
He's calling people.
Dios está llamando
God's
obreros.
Calling people. He's calling his
Dios
servants.
Está llamando obreros. Hey,
God's
venga,
calling
venga.
His
servants. Dios llamado a África. Venga.
You're called
Dios
to Africa. Come on
obreros.
Up here.
Dios está llamando de entre la iglesia a obreros que vayan
he's,
al
he's
campo.
He's calling all kinds of workers that are going to go to all kinds of fields.
Este hombre,
these
apoya
men,
semanalmente, constantemente.
He has to give every week
sabe,
because he knows
dice en la Biblia, mi
that
Dios
the Bible says, my God will supply your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Y entonces,
and
los
so,
misioneros van,
these missionaries
almas,
go out.
Traiga varios. Los misioneros van y ganan almas.
They go and they lead souls to Christ.
Ganan almas. Traigan
go
las
grab
almas.
Some
traigan
soul
las almas.
And bring them back.
Vaya por las almas
grab
perdidas.
A soul.
Vaya
grab a soul and come back
perdidas.
Up here.
Gane almas. Gane almas. Estas almas van al cielo.
And
van
these
al
souls
cielo.
Are going to go to heaven.
Van al cielo. El misionero vuelve por más
and,
almas.
And the missionary's got to find
por
a soul.
Más almas. Allá arriba, las almas ganadas
and,
son arriba.
And here come all these souls and they're going to bring them up here. They're going to take them up to heaven. And there's more souls over here, and there's even a few more over here.
Almas.
You better go get another soul. Go get another
Súbete
soul. That's right. That's right. Go get
Vas
another
por
soul.
Ve por almas. Ve
go
por
get
almas.
Some souls.
Jóvenes, niños,
now you
got to
go get
mujeres.
Some souls.
Sube arriba. Sube, 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 sube.
All right, you got to go
arriba,
to heaven.
Arriba,
going up on top
arriba,
of the platform.
Arriba.
If you're already, you got to go up on top of the platform. You're in heaven now.
Los misioneros están ganando
and
almas
all these people are getting saved. And all these Christian, all these people are being saved because there's a faithful Christian. And he's giving.
Ellos van al cielo.
And they're all going to go to heaven.
Misioneros, fórmense aquí. ¿Usted es alma o es misionero? Suba. Okay. Suba, 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 suba. Okay, suba. Okay. Un día.
One day.
Este cristiano fiel.
This faithful Christian.
Se va a morir.
He's going to die.
Ponga cara de muerto.
Put on a dead face.
Y cuando el cristiano muere.
And when this Christian dies.
Tráigalo acá.
Give me all this stuff.
Oops. Es del once desparramado este.
A mi padre.
Amén. Grande. Disculpe. El misionero muere.
The missionary dies. The Christian.
Pero él fue fiel.
Cristiano fiel. The faithful Christian dies, but he was
va
faithful.
Va a llegar a la presencia de Dios.
And he's going to go to God's presence.
Y mire lo que va a ver.
Look at what he's going to see.
Fruto que abunde en vuestra cuenta.
That's fruit.
Y cuando él llega,
to his account.
¿Se acuerdan de la película El Titanic?
Do you remember the Titanic movie?
Todos le agradecen.
And all of those are
Todos
going to thank
agradecen.
Him. Would you
Gracias
want to thank him?
Por darme al Señor. Gracias por haber sido fiel.
Thanks for being faithful.
Gracias por invertir
Thanks
en
for
la
investing
obra misionera.
In missions.
No. No busco dádivas.
He said, I'm not seeking a reward.
Fruto.
I'm seeking fruit that abounds to your account.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Hermanos, después de que Acaz muere,
after Ahaz dies,
se levanta Ezequías.
Hezekiah comes.
Y dice la Biblia que él hizo lo recto.
And the Bible says that Hezekiah did
Tumbó
that which was right. He burned all
él
those idols.
Él abrió las puertas del templo.
He opened up the doors to the temple again.
Dos cosas.
And he asked them for two things.
Primer lugar, les dijo
he said, first of
que
all,
debían santificarse.
They needed to get sanctified.
Y en segundo lugar,
and secondly,
les pidió que sacaran la inmundicia
he said, get rid of all of this trash.
Eso está en segundo de Crónicas 29:1.
This
lo
is in second
leer.
Chronicles 29:1. You can read it later.
Hermanos, para impactar al mundo con el evangelio.
To make an impact on the world
tenemos
with the gospel.
Santificarnos
we need to be sanctified.
Y tenemos que sacar la inmundicia.
And we got to get rid of all of that
¿Por qué razón?
Trash, that filthy sin.
Porque Dios, a través de la gran comisión,
because God, through the Great Commission,
responsables a cada uno.
Makes you and me responsible
de llevar el evangelio
to take
hasta
the gospel
de la tierra.
To the very ends of the world.
No, no es dinero.
No, it's not money.
Es fruto.
It's fruit.
Para la eternidad.
Fruit for eternity.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque dice Ezequiel 33.
Ezekiel 33 says
que si el atalaya
That if the watchman
que recibe la orden,
who receives this order
calla y no dice
is
nada.
Quiet and he doesn't say anything,
sí, el impío morirá.
Yes, this wicked man will die, and he will die for his sin.
Pero dice el Señor,
but the Bible says
que esa sangre será
that
demandada
blood
de nuestras
will be
manos.
Demanded by from the watchman.
¿Qué necesitamos hacer?
What are you and I supposed to do?
La palabra de Dios,
the word of God,
la decisión
tells us clearly,
es personal.
But the decision is personal. Let's
en
all stand
de oración,
in an attitude of
pueden
prayer.
Pasar a su lugar.
You may return to your places.
En esta hora,
in this hour,
yo te ruego que, en primer lugar,
I would beg of you, first of all,
vengas al altar y le des gracias
would you come
a
here
Dios
to this altar and thank God
salvación.
For your salvation?
Por la salvación personal,
would you thank God
por la salvación de tus seres queridos.
That your family has
porque alguien
gotten
saved? Un día fue obediente.
Would you thank God that one day someone came faithfully to
llevó
share the
el
gospel
evangelio
with you and gave that gospel to you?
Segundo lugar,
secondly,
¿qué tengo que hacer para acercarme más a Dios?
What do I need to do to get closer to God?
¿Qué tengo que sacar?
What do I need to get rid of in my life
para ser más efectivo?
So that I can be more effective.
Porque Dios me hace responsable.
God has made me responsible.
Y él me va a pedir cuenta.
And he's going to ask an
Padre,
account
bendice,
of me.
Señor, la
invitación. Father, bless this invitation
y en
and work
corazones.
In our hearts. Oh
en
God,
Cristo Jesús.
In Christ's name amen. I pray. Amen.